So welcome to week 3 of our Begin Again series. And so for this series, what we've been talking about is sort of the foundational elements. There are 3 foundational elements of a sustainable meditation practice, right? One that we actually keep doing. We don't stop after 2 weeks or 2 months or a year. And so the first element that we talked about was our own desire. Our desire to wake up, our desire to find some version of peace or comfort or joy, whatever it is that actually brought you onto the cushion in the first place. That is like the first leg of the stool, your own intention and remembering your own intention, right? Like keep coming back to it. And then the second leg of the stool, what we talked about last week is dharma. It's the teachings themselves, right? And it's giving your practice some structure so that we don't just sit down and close our eyes and write a grocery list in our head for 10 minutes every morning. We actually at least vaguely understand what might happen, right? Or what we're aiming for in our practice. So the actual teachings themselves. And this week is the final piece of our stool, this final leg. And to me, in my own practice, this is the piece that held it up, right? If there was one thing that I can't let go of, it's this piece. And the Sanskrit word is sangha, sangha. And what it means is community. And it's the idea that our practice can't live in isolation, right? And anybody who perhaps has tried to meditate with an app, I think many of us have the same experience of like, that seems very convenient and so easy. Why would we not do that every single day? It's right here on our phone. And there are chunks of time that you like literally forget that app exists and you don't use it. And I found in my own practice, it really wasn't until I had a group. And I'll specify actually in my own practice, it's a virtual group. I'm not in a room with them. We meet at the same time in the same place and meditate in our own homes with the computer screens on. And then there's discussion afterwards. But there are so many elements that come with community, right? The first one is obviously the accountability, right? If you start to recognize faces and know names and feel like somebody might miss you, right? Somebody might miss me if I don't show up tonight. It helps get you there on the really tough days. So that's a really big piece of it. The other piece of it is that it, you know, when you're hurting, or if somebody else is hurting and they're telling you about their painful experience, one of the things we tend to say is, I'm here for you, right? Have you said that? I'm here for you, or I'm with you, or I'm thinking about you. And there is some comfort in that, in knowing that somebody is willing to sit beside you or hear your story or just hold you in their thoughts. And this practice can be that same thing. My meditation teacher used to offer all the time, on your worst days, imagine I'm sitting next to you. And I can't tell you the number of times I actually did that, right? It's very helpful to feel like there's somebody else practicing too, that is struggling with the same big questions or little questions or mundane realities of life on a daily basis. The meditation group I'm in is a mommy group, and we all have terrible toddlers. And there's such an amazing sense of support, not because we share advice or fix anything, but just to be in community with people that are working on the same things I'm working on, right? In this space, we have all shown up together in some ways for the same reason, right? There will be nuances to it, but in some ways, this quest to wake up to our lives and live a more present, meaningful existence, we share that thread, right? So if you recognize somebody or you get to know somebody's name, it does hold us up. The other piece is, more and more, as time goes on, we become more and more displaced, right? We come very much without roots in a way, whether that's from broken families, moving for family, work, relationships, life, changing jobs, not just once in our lifetime, but maybe 3, 4, 10 times in a lifetime. Right? There's so many ways that we've created freedom, right? And the ability to shapeshift and change and try new things, but also left a little bit of stability each time we do that, a little bit of depth to our roots. And so Sangha community is this idea of like a little bit getting some roots in there so that you know that there are people sitting with you. When we practice on our own at home, it's real easy to forget everything. It's easy to forget to actually practice. It's easy to forget your intention. It's easy to forget why it matters, right? We forget in a heartbeat. We also really get swept up when we're in community with people that this is not their intention, right? We hosted a training this weekend at the studio, and the woman who taught the training is like a nomad yogi. She like truly doesn't have a home. I think maybe she's based out of Bali, but she literally just travels around training. She's very, very interesting. And she is also one of these people who very much seems like she like lives on a hut in the beach and probably owns two things. There's no makeup, no nothing, right? She just is this sort of naked self. And she shared in the training that she was in the States for all of 5 minutes before she was like, I think I should buy some concealer. And like, I'm gonna do something different with my hair, right? Like, it's so easy to get swept into whatever we think we should be doing. And if we are able to invite in community that is offering or trying to uphold the same sort of mindfulness ideals, it helps us remember, and we help others remember. So this final leg is really nothing more than knowing that you're not sitting alone and really using that to hold your practice up, right? More than anything, I find this one to be so beneficial for the days that I'm like, I don't wanna, I'm so tired. I just want to sleep. I just want to watch e-news for 30 minutes, right? I don't want to meditate. Whatever your distraction is, this is the day that you pull out. So my teacher is going to sit with me right now. So that girl that I see every Monday night sitting right here is meditating with me right now. And for the person who is struggling and having an even worse day, I'm meditating for them, right? That's Sangha. That's what that community is. So we'll have our practice tonight in community. And we'll take a moment just to find a seat. So if you already had your legs crossed, you might kind of uncross, cross the other way. You want to sit on something, enough height that your thighs can relax, your knees can kind of drop down. If they feel too high in the air, you can put blocks under them. And in this class, as a reminder, you always have the freedom to move. So if you start to be uncomfortable with pain or your foot falls asleep, take a moment just to mindfully notice that, adjust it, and bring yourself right back again. So as you find your seat, take a moment just to lift and lengthen your spine. Let your shoulders settle. And together as a group, we'll take a breath, an inhale in and a sigh out. And an inhale in, and a sigh. And you allow your breath just to drop to its own natural pace. Taking a moment just to feel yourself settle. You might hear me walk across the room. I'm just going to dim the lights a bit. And you could feel how this day has left you. Maybe the mood you're in right now or the energy you've got going on. You might notice if our talk tonight stirred something up in you, some excitement or some discomfort. Our breath flows in and out, and we feel ourselves just land. This is where I am. This is how I feel. And we don't have to change a thing. As you start to settle this evening, we're going to start with sound. Feeling your ears open up and taking in all the sounds that rise up tonight. You don't have to identify them or decide if you like them or dislike them. We simply notice exactly how this moment sounds. And even though our eyes are closed, you might just notice that you can also see. Behind your eyelids, there's often color, shape, little squiggles or dots. It doesn't mean anything. You don't have to explain it. But we take time just to sit and see exactly how this moment looks. Breath rolls in and out. And you might feel the muscles through your face relax, your eyes, your jaw. And with your breath, maybe the shoulders soften just a bit. Releasing some of their weight or tension. And you could feel the way your chest rises and falls. You might feel your belly, your hips start to soften, just so you can really let go. If feeling as if inside your body you could just sit back a little more. Let go a little more. Gradually, we start to bring our attention to our breath. Just noticing wherever you most feel your breath today. Feeling as if you were climbing inside your breath so that you feel that inhale fully and you feel your exhale fully. As we start to watch our breath, it doesn't take long before thoughts distract us. One thought or 100 float by. And as best you can do this evening, we just try to see the thought. To catch it and say, I see you. And then come back inside your breath and feel the next inhale, the next exhale. As we move into a period of silence, you'll just stay with the breath. You'll smile and nod at each and every distraction. And you'll come back to the breath as many times as you can. Taking a moment here to feel your breath again. If you drifted away, you might just notice where you got lost. You could feel your spine straighten a bit, your shoulders soften. We'll bring our hands together in front of our hearts like a prayer. Just bow your chin slightly, taking a deep breath in and release a sigh. Honoring yourself and always the time that you carve out to sit, to practice. Thank you guys. Namaste.